Moving 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out dancing at a club and uses this charming pickup line. Damn, girl. Are you a Toyota Prius? Because I am getting absolutely no signs that I'm turned on right now.
What? It's so
you can't
quiet.
Tell when Prius is, yeah, it's quiet,
yeah.
Turned on.
So dumb.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to pour a drink down his dockers and instead tell him that he's super duper hot and funny,
yeah,
and that he should call you sometime. And then hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, this is Tony. I think you're into me just as much as I'm into you. You know, we can really do things together. I see how this can definitely work. Just be prompt about it. My mom does get home by 9 o'clock. You know, she won't trip that we're there together, but, you know, we just can't be too loud. So, hit me back as soon as possible.
Next message.
Oh, dude. My God.
How did that guy get the loser line? He sounds like a winner to me.
He sounds like he's, like, literally hiding from his mother on the phone.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, nothing says sexy like keeping it down for your mom.
Right? Women love that.
Yeah.
I can't talk on the phone right now because my mom's home.
Yeah.
But, like, later. Later, we'll have, like, a real hot conversation. But, like, it's got to be between the hours and, like, 9 and 9:45 because she's going to go out somewhere. She'll be back.
This guy is so stoked that there's not landlines anymore for his mom to pick up on the other end.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get off the phone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Next message.
Hi, it's me. We met at the gym the other night. I was wondering if I could take you out to lunch or dinner sometime. I find you really attractive. But, you know, I just have to warn you before we do take any further steps, bring some money with you just in case, you know, because I'm going to pay for my meal and hopefully you'll cover your own meal. You know, due to the fact that we just met, I don't think there's any reason that I should have to pay for your meal. Although I'm the man, you know, I don't think the gentleman role should be thrown in so early. So please give me a call when you get this message.
Next message.
I like
Wait,
that. You know, laying down ground rules early.
And I'm going to ask you out, not going to pay for it, and I'm not required to be a gentleman yet?
No.
Not yet. Yeah. He didn't say he wouldn't at all. He just said, it's a little too early to ask me to be a gentleman. You know, when we've had a few dates, like when we've been dating for like 3 months, then maybe I'll open your door.
Yeah, I mean, I invest 3 months into that just to finally get someone who's nice to me.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592 and give it to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you. So hopefully they can leave us a voicemail like this one.
Next message.
Tanika, what's up, baby? This is Yo, after we hung out last night, I did something so stupid. I double booked you with another girl. But check this out, though. I flipped a coin to see who I'd go out with. And you won, girl. Tails never fail. All fail. That's right, baby girl. You about to go on a trip like Chip and Dale. You know, the little chipmunks from Disney? Okay. The coin never lied. You understand? That was fate. And I guess that makes you Destiny, okay? No, actually, the other girl name was Destiny. Nah, I'm kidding. I don't even remember what her name was anyway. All right, baby, I can't wait to see you. Congratulations on your come up.
Next message.
Congratulations on your come up.
Okay, this guy's dumb, but I like him.
I know.
I kind of want to hang out with him. I know.
I'll tell you, he's a good salesman.
Yes.
He's a very good salesman. That, made me think like, oh my God, I did win.
Yeah.
What did I win?
I know.
He's just so excited for me.
Yay.
Whoever gave him the loser line is hopefully listening right now. I was like, oh, man, I do like him.
Yeah.
I got tails, dang it.
Yeah. Congratulations on your come up. You just won a date with me.
Yeah.
Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey, Natalie. It's last night got a little bit crazy. Obviously, I had a little bit too many shots, and then that alleyway peeing thing happened. I mean, I'm glad you looked out for me and whatnot, but you seemed a little weirded out about it. This is something that happens almost every single time I drink. It's like I see the alleyway, and it's like I have to pee in it. I mean, I don't know if that's weird or not. Some people think it's kind of weird, but everyone has, like, their thing that they like to do, like their vice. some people like to do drugs. I just like peeing in alleyways. I mean, it's something that I'm not going to quit doing. It's something I've done for forever. And, yeah, that's me. That's me in a nutshell. Peeing in alleyways.
Next message.
Hey, when you got a passion, you know, don't be scared of it and don't be ashamed of it.
Are there people who don't pee in alleyways when they're drunk?
Yeah, peeing in an alleyway is like a must.
Because I do it all over the place. I mean, my girlfriend could start a photo book of how many pictures she has me peeing in alleyways.
I don't feel like that's a special thing, but I feel like he thinks it's his own unique skill.
Okay, we won't let him know.
Okay.
Maybe he does something really interesting with it. Who knows? He did it with the number for the Loser Line. So remember, listen to the Loser Line regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.